This is Vatican Radio. I'm Tracy McClure. U.S. Congressman Chris Smith from New Jersey says many of his constituents are ecstatic about the election of the new Argentinian pontiff. The 33-year member of the House of Representatives was leading a delegation of congressional colleagues here to Rome for Tuesday's installation mass for Pope Francis. He told me that the morning celebration was a very holy time.
It was a very holy time. To be there just yards away, several yards away from the Pope as he said Mass, celebrated the sacrifice of the Mass. It was just an awe-inspiring event, but most importantly, a very holy event. The Pope's homily and his call to protect, invoking our Lord's words in Matthew 25 about protecting the least of our brethren, was just an extraordinary clarion call to every one of us to reach out for the disenfranchised, the weakest, and the most vulnerable, whether it be the unborn child or women who are at risk in countries, all of our countries, whatever the situation may be. We have to become protectors, and that's what we are admonished to do by our Lord, and certainly we heard that today from Pope Francis.
What was your reaction when you saw and you heard the news that Pope Francis had been chosen in the conclave? I mean, were you able to get some sort of a sense of the man when you heard the first things that he had to say to the public?
Oh, yes, without a doubt. Matter of fact, I've been to Buenos Aires a number of times in the past, working on combating human trafficking, as well as promoting the culture of life issues. And I had heard much about him and his dedication to the poorest of the poor, to poverty, to a sense of reclaiming the church's mission, especially from the protection side. So today's homily was just a further exhortation of what he's done throughout his clerical career. And so he is well-known in the Americas, well-known among many of us in the United States. So it was a great call when we heard that he had been elevated to Pope by the conclave.
Now, the United States, of course, has a huge Latin American population. How are they looking at this new Pope, this new Catholic pontiff?
Well, there's been celebration. The Hispanic community in the United States, and of course, the fact that a plurality, but a huge one, of Catholics live in Central and South America, and of course, in the United States. I heard something on the order of over 40% of the Catholics are in South America alone. So there is the faithful are certainly celebrating, and I've heard it from a number of my own constituents from Central and South America who are ecstatic. They feel that this is an affirmation. I think for all of the Americas, including North America, we celebrate equally strong and are very happy about this. I've been in Latin and South America when the Pope has been there. In Honduras some years ago when a million people turned out for Pope John Paul II. The faith is strong, but it is under siege, and especially the culture of life is under siege as well. So I think this will be an incentive for people to go back to first things, to realize what is important, discard the rest, especially the secularism that is creeping into society, the materialism that crowds out things of the above. And as people do that, I think we then are in a greater position to do just what the Pope said for us to do, to be protectors, to follow our Lord's very words in Matthew 25 faithfully, as Joseph did, which he also, since it is the Feast of St. Joseph, did so well in his homily.
Can I ask you, Congressman, what does your faith mean to you, and does it play a role in your decisions in public office?
Oh, without a doubt. I got involved as I ran for Congress in 1978, primarily because of the issue of abortion and the culture of life issues that surrounded euthanasia, infanticide. And I've now spread it to all of the human rights issues. I work in religious freedom, combating human trafficking, fighting against torture, all those issues. But it all comes out in my own life from my commitment to trying, and I underscore trying, to be faithful to all that God commands. And I know I fall flat on my face over and over again, but it's a matter of striving to do His will on earth as it is in heaven. And so my faith, is inseparable from my work in public life. And I have been very much discouraged by some people who leave their faith outside the door of their parliament or Congress or their presidency, whatever it might be. Then what is it that you're making your decisions on? What, how do you come or arrive at conclusions? From my point of view, the comprehensiveness and the clarity of Christianity, and certainly as it manifests itself in Catholicism, is it's the splendor of truth. And we should be very proud of it and willing to take it into the public square.